are we here with?
Who am I here with?
Who are we here with?
I'm Dee Colbert.
I'm Cindy Immediato.
All right. Do you guys remember having a family doctor who cared for you when you were younger?
I did.
Yeah. Do they ever come to your house, or do you always have to go to them?
I always had to go to him.
And me too, definitely.
Do you believe they had, like, they inspired you, or they had really traits that you admired?
What was that again?
did they have any traits that you admired about them?
Traits? Well, they were just our daughters, so we didn't care for them because we went to them when they were sick,
And same thing.
So I remember the doctor very well.
What was his name?
His name was Dr. Cooper.
Cooper. And yours?
And mine was Dr. Sheridan.
You didn't have any relationship with them now?
No.
Do you think that having a relationship would have made going to the doctor better?
Not really. Not when we were little. We didn't have but one doctor, and you went to that one doctor.
So, there wasn't many, like, doctor's offices, or there was,
not a lot of specialties. We just went to one doctor, and that doctor was a doctor that did everything.
Mm-hmm. So, when you're looking for a doctor today, would you rather have your child a doctor or a doctor today?
It would be very nice to have just one doctor, because there's so many specialties, and, you know, the left hand and right hand sometimes don't know what's going on, and so you have to go to this doctor and this doctor and this doctor. And I think when you went to one, you got more specialty care.
And same thing, I agree with Dean. That's true.
So, do you think compassion or other virtuous traits would be a good thing to have in your doctor that you have right now?
Yes.
Can you go into more depth about that?
Well, my doctor does have a little bit more compassion today because it is a medical doctor, but there's so many specialty doctors that you have to go to for other things. If it's your skin, or, you know, for your toenails or whatever, you know, you've got to go to so many specialty doctors, and a lot of times it's just your number. You're just a person that they're there to take care of, and it's not any kind of relationship or to get to know, or your family history or anything like that.
And she took the words right out of my mouth. That's exactly the truth.
Would you prefer a doctor who has more of a relationship with their patients than one that just treats you as, like, just a person?
I would rather have someone that had more of a relationship and read my notes more and things like that. A lot of times they miss things because you are a patient and you're there for that one thing, and they're not looking back at to read, or don't know anything about the background, I feel like, sometimes when you go.
And my doctor, who I go to now, he does do all that. He's like right on about everything I would take, or what I'm there for, or some back my history. And so he is really an excellent doctor.
Did you guys dislike going to the doctor's office when you were younger?
Most likely.
Yes.
Well, because we didn't go to the doctor much. Mm-hmm. It's not like today, every time you have a little ailment, you're at the doctor's office or whatever, or urgent care. You went because mama couldn't fix you no more.
Do you believe if you had a family relationship with the doctor that it would make it easier for you to go to the doctor when you were younger?
I can't say so of that.
Maybe.
What did the doctors look like, or the doctors and nurses? Like, did they have more casual wear, or any specific uniforms?
Now, your doctor, you always had a white coat on, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
a lab coat, and your nurses, a lot of times, they wore white.
Mm-hmm.
And the little nurse cap things, you know. you saw a lot more of that versus today you're in scrubs and all that. So, but yes, you did see a more structured dress code.
Did you ever see the doctor come in with like a bag, a big bag of tools?
I can't say that I really remember a lot of that. I remember taking my daughter and he would bring in a bag, but I don't know if it was just for to keep the kids occupied of something to do, or he was, you know, looking stuff in his bag, but I don't remember a bag as a small child.
I don't either.
Would the doctor prescribe you something and give it to you at the hospital there, or would you oftentimes have to go to the pharmacy?
I think we always had to go to the pharmacy or something. If it wasn't a baby aspirin, then you had to go to the pharmacy.
Yeah, definitely.
You got any questions?
What other attributes do you look for in a healthcare team?
I really don't look a lot because we rely on our doctors to do so much research for us. A lot of times if we do look for things, we're going to look for recommendations or of a friend. Have you ever been to so-and-so? Have you ever heard anything about him? So, or
exactly.
Her or whatever. You know, I don't go look them up personally most of the time. I just take my first impressions after I get there.
And that's exactly how I feel too.
Do you think it would be easier to have just one doctor or have like a bunch of different doctors that you have to see?
Well, personally, I would like to have just one doctor, but I know today's medicine, it requires specialties, so we have to go through that. So we're going through the pains of the growings of that because of getting to one doctor and timelines. You feel like you've kind of been put off or you've got to wait a long time for a certain appointment or something like that. That one doctor would be great, so you wouldn't have all that to wait for an appointment.
When you were younger and you had to go to a specialty doctor, like x-ray or something like that, did you have to go to a different hospital or like go pretty far?
I never had an x-ray as a child that I remember. I remember hurting my foot, got in a conveyor belt one time, and I guess it was, I had to go to a hospital, I was so young, but I never have an x-ray when I was a child.
I don't think I did either.
So you didn't have to go to any different hospital that you've never been to?
No. I know I went one time, but I don't remember any of it.
I remember one time. I had a chicken, that fish bone, and I was getting ready to go in Parkview Hospital. But I coughed it up.
Do you remember if your doctor had to give you any like herbal medicines for anything that you had? Or?
I don't remember much of any medications. I remember taking amoxicillin. And I remember taking baby aspirin and maybe a cough drop, but I don't remember taking any herbal stuff. That was probably Mama that did that.
So your whole family went to the same doctor?
Can't say that either. I don't know. I just don't remember.
Did you have only the one doctor growing up?
Or? I did, and it's pediatrician, Ms. William Cooper.
And I had Dr. Sheridan and Dr. Jones.
When did you see Dr. Jones?
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Was Dr. Jones first?
No, Dr. Sheridan was first and then Dr. Jones.
Dr. Sheridan was a pediatrician.
Yeah.
And so was Dr. Cooper. And I didn't remember, I was probably 18 years old before I went to another doctor on the street that had a pediatrician. So then, so.
Do you believe that that having your doctor talk to you throughout your checkup is an essential thing?
Yes.
Do you believe that, do any of the doctors you have or had when you were younger, Do they show this trait?
Do they what?
Show this trait.
Probably so. Most of them do. They don't talk to you a little bit.
Would they give you tips or explain what they'd be doing?
Yes. I think that was so when I was a child, and as today, I know that they tell you more what they're doing and why they're doing things.
Would it be longer before you got a diagnosis on something when you were younger? Like, say you were sick, and they take a while before they diagnose you.
No, not really. I think it takes longer now because there's so much more extensive things. They probably didn't diagnose us properly back then because there wasn't the extensive testing as it is today to find out more of what's wrong. It was very broad. They just gave you something, not if it was from having strep throat to whatever it was. You all got amoxicillin, that's all I remember.
That's exactly right.
Penicillin or something.
Would your doctors ever give you something that they would definitely not give you today, like maybe cigarettes or heroin or stuff like that?
I don't remember my doctor ever talking about heroin, but back then, cigarette smoking was just such a general thing, and you didn't have anybody saying, hey, don't, it's not good to smoke. Today, they preach to you on that and any kind of drug use or whatever.
Did your doctor smoke?
I couldn't tell you. I don't think so, but I don't know.
Did your doctors ever seem fit, like that they were slender, more slim?
Yes, they looked very good.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Did they ever tell you about things that you should eat, like to be more healthy, or did they just give you medical advice?
When I was younger, I don't remember any kind of, they could have told our parents that, but I don't remember us telling us.
Yeah.
Or anything. The older you get, the more they're going to tell you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely.
They do.
All right.
That's it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.